Sam could use a hand. A Supernatural, Gabriel/Sam fic, written by Aria Larendier and read by Litra. Part 3 of the Sex, Stanford, and a Sweet Shop verse. This fic is rated explicit, with additional tags for Sabriel AU, College AU, Ish, Freeform, Domestic, Candy Shop AU, SAP, Hurt Comfort, Emotional Hurt Comfort, Stupid Roommates, Stanford AU, and this is a lot of AUs, but they're all viable, I promise. Summary. Sam gets into a tight spot as the result of a roommate's stupidity. And, as it turns out, Gabriel helps him get out of that spot, and maybe convinces him to move in. Gabriel flipped around the sign on the door and turned to Sam. He was packing his things up. They'd talked about this. Sam had to go back to his dorm, spend the night there, make sure his roommates knew he was still alive, get up ridiculously early for a run and a morning class. The past 3.5 days felt... Gabriel shook his head. He didn't even want to try to put a label on it. It all sounded ridiculous. Gabriel? He looked up at Sam and forced a smile onto his face. Gabriel could see the hickey he left behind Sam's ear, not completely covered by his hair. He wanted to drag Sam up to bed and ravish him all over. Sam walked over to Gabriel. The sweet shop owner was giving him a look that made his heart turn over uncomfortably in his chest. Longing and desire all wrapped up in one. He wanted to wrap Gabriel up in his arms and never let him go. Hell, he wanted to move in. So... you'll call me, right? Gabriel hated himself for how insecure he sounded. He gave in to the urge and wrapped Gabriel in his arms, pulling him as close as they could get with clothes still on. Yeah. Sam leaned down and nuzzled Gabriel's hair, the scent of chocolate still there, despite all the fooling around they'd done that morning. And during Gabriel's way too long lunch break, Sam felt his dick make a half-hearted attempt to be interested in further proceedings. You know that I'm going to harass you with dirty text messages during class, right? Gabriel wrapped his arms around Sam's waist. Christ, Sam was only driving halfway across town, and it felt like the world was ending. What was going on with him? Unfortunately, he was pretty sure he knew. He'd already fallen ass over ankles for this stupid Sasquatch. Sam chuckled and squeezed Gabriel. You'd better. I'd be disappointed if you didn't. Damn it. He did not want to let go. It took an almost inhuman effort to release his arms from around Gabriel and step back, combing his fingers through his hair. I don't know what my week will look like, but we'll find time. Maybe on the weekend? Gabriel wanted to demand Sam come back to his bed right now and forget about going to his dorm. Yes, and have lots of phone sex and sexting in between now and then. Sam choked on a laugh. Damn it, he had never wanted to go back to school less. What had started as a crazy one-off for the night had turned into something that felt a hell of a lot stronger. Like the forever kind of stronger. I'll see what I can do, but definitely call me, and text me. You too. Gabriel bit down on his lip and watched Sam turn and head out of the shop, the little bell over the door tinkling. Sam resettled the duffel bag over his shoulder and started walking down the street. Gabriel watched him until he could no longer see Sam. He looked around the shop and put a few more things in order for the morning before going upstairs. His apartment had never felt more lonely. Empty takeout containers were scattered over the coffee table. Sucking Sam off on the couch had been much more interesting than cleaning up. Gabriel walked over and started cleaning up the mess. He smiled at the sight of the Lord of the Rings trilogy sitting next to the DVD player. They'd ended up marathoning it, trading off between watching the movie and making out at the parts they disliked. Even though he loved every second of those movies, making out with Sam had been worth it. They could always watch them again later. Gabriel slumped down on the couch. His entire apartment smelled like chocolate. Like Sam. He groaned. He was so far gone on that kid. So gone. His phone beeped and he tore it frantically out of his pocket. Seeing Sam's name there, he grinned. You should see the school. Some jackass set his dorm on fire trying to do one of those YouTube stunts. Gabriel laughed, his fingers flying over the keys as he typed out a response. Pics or it didn't happen. Sounds like a school myth to me. He laughed harder when, seconds later, a picture of a large smoke cloud over the school came through from Sam. See? I only tell the truth. Sam smiled at his phone, wishing that he had been there to hear Gabriel's laugh. He loved that laugh, and the way he laughed with his entire body. Only the truth, huh? How good am I in bed? Gabriel chuckled again and curled up on the couch. He grabbed one of the cushions and wrapped his arms around it while he waited for a reply from Sam. He groaned when the reply took too long. Fuck. Now he'd made shit awkward. Finally, his phone beeped, twice in quick succession. Do you have any idea how hard it is to hide an awkward boner on a college campus? By the way, fucking amazing. 1 million on a scale of 1 to 10. Half hard just thinking about you. Gabriel smiled and settled back against the couch, pressing his hand to the front of his slacks. Yeah, thinking about their weekend and the way Sam had let himself be dragged into the bathroom before dropping to his knees was more than enough to get him going all over again. His phone chimed again. Correction. Hard and fucking desperate. God, Gabriel, I want you in me. Want to be at the dorm so I can lock myself up in a room and call you. Gabriel squeezed himself and gave a small gasp. Fuck. He fumbled with his phone for a minute, managing to type out a response. Hurry up, then. Hard and touching myself for you. You'll have to make do with that toy of yours. You'll have to make do with that toy of yours and those fingers until I see you again. He got his pants unzipped, stroking his dick lazily as he waited for the response from Sam. They'd traded off maybe a dozen times over the weekend, and he didn't know what was hotter. The fact that he could make Sam beg to fuck him? Or the fact that Sam could pin him to the wall and fuck him so hard he was still feeling it? Hell, he didn't even know which one he wanted to fantasize about more. We are doing that this weekend. You're going to touch yourself for me and I'm going to watch, then fuck you raw. Sam strode towards his dorm, eyeing the smoke cloud drifting across the sky. His duffel bag was hiding the erection he was still managing to walk with. He snuck a hand down and pressed it against his dick, muffling a groan. Gabriel spread out across his bed, touching himself, begging for more. Thank fuck for being ambidextrous. Gabriel stared at his phone and groaned, imagining just that. Sam sitting on the other side of the couch, watching him as he did this. It took him a few minutes, but he managed to type up a response while keeping a steady rhythm. Want it. Want that gorgeous cock of yours in me before the weekend, please. Gabriel dropped his phone to the cushion beside him and concentrated on teasing himself properly until Sam could text him back. His orgasm was starting to curl in his stomach when Gabriel took a peek at his phone again. No notification. He picked it up, checking for signal. All good. An idea curved his lips, and he typed out another message. Did you have to duck into the bathroom to take care of yourself? I'm disappointed you didn't at least tell me. Gabriel frowned as another 5 minutes went by, and he had no response from Sam. It'd been more than 20 minutes since the last message from Sam. Sam? He typed, staring at the phone. No response. Minutes ticked past. 30 minutes since his last message from Sam now. The realization that he had probably scared the kid off settled into the pit of his stomach. Fuck. Well, that's karma. Getting him back for the almost 4 days of bliss. He fell back against the couch and groaned. The desire to jerk off gone. He zipped up his pants and sighed. The thought that he had likely scared off Sam for good? Horrific. Not worth thinking about. Cursing himself for his idiocy, he almost missed his phone ringing under his thigh. Hope immediately shot through him. Maybe Sam had had to get rid of his roommate or something so he could be alone? Or hell, maybe his mother had called him. He was a fucking girl. Gabriel swiped his thumb across the screen. Thought I'd... Gabriel. Gabriel sat bolt upright on the couch. Sam sounded freaked out and panicked. Sam? What's wrong? Where are you? Sam paced frantically at the end of the hallway in his dorm, staring at the blackened walls. It was my room. My roommate. Fuck, Gabriel. All my stuff, my other books, my clothes, it's all gone. Fuck. Gabriel scrambled for his shoes, keys, and wallet. I'll be right there. The school will find a place to put you up for the night, and we can go get you some clothes. Gabriel, what the fuck am I gonna do? My stuff is gone. Sam choked down the feeling of hysteria in his throat. Dean was on the other side of the country, and the latest burner phone number that he had was disconnected. Listen to me, kiddo. You are going to breathe, okay? Gabriel ordered, tugging on a sweater as he rushed out of the apartment and then out of the shop. He didn't have to use his car often, but he had it in case of emergencies like this. Okay. Sam took a deep breath and tightened his hands into fists. He would not break down. Not here in the dorm. How could Seth be so fucking stupid? Gabriel started his car and gunned it towards the college. People do stupid shit for stupid reasons. You need to find out where you're staying tonight. Sam swallowed. Fuck, he wanted Dean. Yeah. Yeah. The school is going to pay you to replace most of your belongings, okay, Sam? Did you have anything that can't be... Gabriel tightened his hands on the wheel. No matter what it was, he would try to find some kind of replacement. No, just class notes. Sam cursed himself for letting his voice shake. He forced himself to go through the list. Pictures of Dean and his mom were in his wallet. Hunting knife from Dean was in the side pocket of his duffel. Laptop was in the bag against his hip. He rested his forehead against the wall. Just clothes and notes and books, his CD and DVD collection, a few posters he could replace. Nothing he could not collect again. This was hardly the first time he'd had to drop everything and move. Gabriel exhaled. That was a relief, at least. All right. Now you know you can get things replaced. Where's your RA? Campus staff? They'll have organized a hotel for you to stay in tonight. Sam shuddered. He did not want to stay in a hotel. He bit down on his lip. Not here. At least not right here. Just a bunch of police tape. Okay, kiddo. I'm on my way. Can you get to your RA's apartment? Gabriel groaned as he pulled to a stop in front of another light. He hated traffic around the college. Sam looked behind him. The door was shut. Door's shut. Wake him up! I don't fucking care. He'll know where you are staying. Gabriel ordered, waiting impatiently for the light to turn. Can't I just stay on the phone with you? Sam bit down on his lip. Fuck. How was he going to catch up in any of his classes? He had 3 months worth of notes that were now gone, and he had class tomorrow. Gabriel forced himself to loosen the grip he had on the steering wheel. Losing his shit was not going to help Sam right now. Where the fuck were all the teachers that should have been frantically trying to find Sam to make sure he was all right? Of course, Sasquatch. But I want to know where I'm driving you after I pick you up. Sam felt his lips curl in a smile. Even if it's across the street? He knocked on his RA's door, frowning when there was no response. He knocked again, louder. Yep, Gabriel said, finding a parking spot not far from the cloud of smoke Sam had sent him a picture of earlier. Just got here. Your RA home? Doesn't look like it. Sam knocked hard and loud, and there was no response. He looked at his phone. 9:27 p.m. Nick should have been home. All right. We'll worry about that later. Come on downstairs, Gabriel instructed. Okay. Gabriel paced nervously in front of the dorm until he finally saw a tall figure emerging from another hallway. I see you, he said, his voice soft. Come on. Sam sagged in relief when he saw Gabriel. He disconnected the call on his phone and stepped outside. He took 2 steps and wrapped his arms around Gabriel's waist, hiding his face in his soft hair. Gabriel, I got you, Sam, Gabriel said, his arms slung around Gabriel's shoulders. The positioning was ridiculous. Sam had to bend over to get any sort of comfort. I'm here. I got you. He combed his fingers through Sam's hair, pushing it back off his face. My mom died in a fire, Sam blurted. He hid his face against Gabriel's shoulder. It was as though those few words let the floodgates release. I was 6 months old. I don't remember, but I've always been freaked out by fire. My big brother saved me, got me out. Gabriel tightened his hold on Sam and hugged him tighter. Christ, no wonder the kid had nearly had a panic attack. Shh, you're safe now, I promise, Sam. He dropped his hand to rub Sam's back gently, trying to offer what comfort he could. Done by a serial arsonist. Next day, my dad quit, got a new job. Sam gave a derisive laugh. Family business. Bounty hunting. He hunted that kid down, made sure he ended up in jail. Even caught him a second time after he got released. He pulled Gabriel closer, keeping his eyes clenched shut. Shh, Sam, it's okay. It's gonna be okay, Gabriel promised, holding on to Sam tightly. They had to look ridiculous, standing outside the dorms, wrapped up in each other like this, but right now he wouldn't change it for the world. Sam wanted to laugh at the ridiculous statement. It wasn't okay. He was going to fail all his classes and flunk out. His scholarship would be taken away, and then he'd have to do something. Something else. That likely didn't involve Gabriel any longer. He clung tighter. Maybe if he didn't think about it too hard, he could just stay right here. Gabriel glanced around the dorms and turned to press a kiss to the side of Sam's head. All right, Sam, here's what we're going to do. You're going to go back to my place. You have your computer. You're going to email all of your professors and let them know what happened. That you lost all of your notes and work. Tell them you were out of town on Friday and just got back to all of this. You're going to call your friends, tell them you are all right. Then I'm going to cook dinner for you. We're going to shower together, and then fall asleep watching the TV in my bedroom. Okay? Sam swallowed, sagging against Gabriel. It felt good not to think. He nodded. It was more than he deserved. He'd have to find a way to repay Gabriel tomorrow. Gabriel shifted and pulled away to cup Sam's face in his hands. You out? Sam blinked, confused. Out? Yeah, Gabriel said, swiping his thumbs slowly over Sam's cheeks. Kid might not have been crying, but he was certainly close. You know, liking dudes. Sam was still confused, but he nodded. Yeah, why? Gabriel tugged Sam down for a slow kiss. This was not about blowing Sam's socks off. This was about comfort, knowing that someone cared and wasn't going to run away. He rested their foreheads together. Because I think you needed that. He blinked rapidly, trying to clear the tears from his eyes. Sam stared at Gabriel, wondering how he had known. Yeah, he whispered, closing his eyes again and tightening his fingers in Gabriel's shirt. Gabriel was here. Tomorrow we'll go abuse one of my credit cards and get you clothes and copies of all the books you need for your classes, Gabriel whispered softly, his thumbs running over Sam's cheekbones. I can't let you... This isn't about letting me do anything, Sam, Gabriel said, his voice turning stern. The school is going to reimburse you for whatever you spend to replace your stuff. However, that's going to take at least a week, if not longer. I know how important your classes are to you. I'll front the money. You can pay me back. I won't even see a bill for it. Sam swallowed, opening his eyes to look at Gabriel. You don't have to. Gabriel smiled. He leaned in for another slow kiss. You're right. I don't have to. But I want to. It was a long time before Sam could let go of Gabriel, so they could leave. Even then, Sam refused to let go of Gabriel's hand, holding on tight. Gabriel took them to a grocery store, picking up necessities for Sam that he had not already had stuffed into his duffel bag. He also stocked up on food, since He'd seen how much Sam could plow through. He'd wait until tomorrow night to drop the bomb on Sam that he wasn't planning on letting the kid stay in a hotel at all. Gabriel knew all too well what nightmares could do to you, and he wasn't about to let Sam sleep on his own. They made it to his apartment with all the groceries, putting them away. Gabriel glanced at Sam. The kid was clearly dead on his feet. He needed a shower and bed. "You need to text your best friend and have them tell all your friends you're okay," he encouraged, pleased when Sam pulled out his phone and proceeded to text someone. "Yeah, Jess'd be worried. Surprised she didn't call, but she'd have classes all afternoon and then a tutoring session this evening," Sam mumbled, sending off a text with a swipe of his finger. He absently tucked his phone into his pocket and turned to look at Gabriel. "Oh, kiddo," Gabriel breathed, walking over to Sam, wrapping his arms around Sam's waist, squeezing him tight once he felt long arms dangle over his shoulders. "You are dead on your feet. Go, strip and climb into the shower. I'll make us sandwiches and then we can cuddle, all right?" Sam nodded. He could still smell the smoke on his clothes. Suddenly he wanted nothing more than to be out of them, and have them as far away as possible. He stripped his clothes off in Gabriel's bedroom and stumbled into the shower, cranking up the heat on the spray before stepping under it. It felt scalding and perfect. He let his eyes close. Gabriel threw together 6 PB&J sandwiches. He was sure that Sam, once he realized he was hungry, would devour them. He hadn't had dinner, after all. He brought them into the bedroom and grabbed the pile of clothes Sam had left on the floor and tossed them into the washer. He stripped off his own clothes and tossed them in as well. No one around to see him but Sam. "Sam?" Gabriel slipped into the bathroom, then into the shower behind Sam. The water was turned up to just below scalding, and Sam was simply standing under the water, his hair falling around his face. "Hey, Sam." He reached out to touch Sam's side, rubbing gently. Sam blinked and turned to look over his shoulder at Gabriel. "Hey," he said, his voice cracked and dry. He just wanted to sink into the shower drain. Then he wouldn't have to think about the mess that he had in front of him. That would be a relief. "All right, step out from under the water," Gabriel ordered. He picked up his shampoo and squirted some into his palm. "Sit." He gestured to the seat at the back of the shower and waited until Sam had settled into the plastic. "This apartment used to belong to an elderly couple, so fully equipped shower. Bet you didn't notice that." Sam shook his head and looked up at Gabriel. "I was a little distracted by someone when I was in the shower." "I will happily take full blame for that. But yeah, detachable showerhead, non-slip floor, nice little bench seat for multiple uses. The works." Gabriel straddled Sam's lap and began to wash his hair, making sure to give him a thorough scalp massage at the same time. "And since I know you're prissy about your hair, I will even condition it for you." He hummed and leaned into Gabriel's touch, melting against him. "Yeah?" Sam asked softly, his eyes fluttered shut. Gabriel's fingers felt amazing, and he just wanted to fall asleep like this. "This is good." Gabriel climbed off of Sam's lap for a moment and detached the showerhead. He turned down the temperature a bit and stepped between Sam's legs. "Tilt your head back," he ordered, beginning to rinse the suds from Sam's long hair. "Did I tell you how much I like your hair, Sasquatch? It's rather floppy and adorable. It fits you." Sam felt his cheeks heat up. Dean had always made fun of his hair. Here, Gabriel was saying that he liked it. "Thanks." Gabriel rinsed off both of his hands and then grabbed his bottle of conditioner. "Just wait until I get to the full body soaping. You'll really thank me then." He started to work it into Sam's hair, taking great care to make sure every inch of Sam's hair was perfectly conditioned. Sam was dead on his feet. Looked ready to pass out on him right then and there. "Don't have to, Gabriel." "Shh," Gabriel whispered, rinsing off his hands.
We went over this. I want to.
He leaned in and stole a slow kiss, keeping it sweet and light.
Trust me, Sasquatch, okay? I just want to take care of you now.
He stole another, letting their lips slide together before he finally pulled away enough to hold up the shower head again.
Here, lean back again.
Sam purred as Gabriel's fingers slid through his hair again, rinsing out the conditioner and massaging as they went along. It was perfect. Gabriel.
Can you stand up for me, Sam?
Gabriel climbed off of Sam's lap and replaced the showerhead again, picking up his bright purple loofah and body wash.
I hope you like sandalwood.
He poured a generous amount onto the loofah and waited until Sam was upright.
Might be a good idea to hold onto the railing, too, he suggested, stepping closer to Sam again.
Sam blinked down at Gabriel, but did as was suggested, reaching out to grab the metal bar on the side of the shower. He remembered thinking that they had been a weird thing to have in the shower a few days ago.
Handicapped shower, huh?
Yep, best thing about this place, besides the fact that it's right above the shop.
Gabriel made a mental note to text Castiel before he fell asleep. He'd need the shop covered tomorrow. He stared it with Sam's chest, working up a proper lather before moving on to Sam's arms, soaping up every inch of him. It was a tight fit, but Gabriel managed to squeeze around Sam in the shower, taking the chance to scrub his back as well, admiring the skin under his hands.
Christ, the kid was gorgeous!
He moved lower, grabbing a nice handful of his ass, enjoying Sam's jolt of surprise.
Sorry, hard to stop myself,
he teased, working down Sam's legs.
Gabriel! The word left him as more moan than statement. He was already half-hard and getting further along as Gabriel forced his legs a little farther apart, running the loofah lightly along his inner thigh. He groaned again, tightening his grip on the bar. Sam shivered when Gabriel's fingers teased his entrance and pushed in the tiniest bit.
Ugh! Gabriel smiled and moved around in front of Sam again.
Yeah, that's the cherry on top. Need a good orgasm to really wear you out and get you to sleep tonight.
Almost there. He finished washing Sam's thighs and sides before squeezing some of the soap onto his hands and wrapping them around Sam's erection. The soap made for excellent lubrication, and Sam slid easily through his fingers as Gabriel stroked him.
Gabriel!
Sam moaned, reaching out to wrap an arm around the smaller man. His hips moved of their own accord, bucking into Gabriel's hand.
I don't...
Shh! Gabriel pressed a kiss to Sam's cheek, tugging them both under the spray again.
Just enjoy, beautiful.
He urged, moving his hands in a steady rhythm, teasing his thumb across the tip, savoring the way Sam shook in his arms as a result. Sam gripped Gabriel's hip, his breath catching at the nickname.
Beautiful?
Gabriel thought he was beautiful? Was he blind? He hid his face in Gabriel's hair and gasped as his orgasm rushed up on him much faster than it should have.
Gabriel, gonna come, please.
Gabriel smiled and sped up his hand, staring between them as Sam pressed his hips forward into his fist.
Yeah, want you to come for me.
He looked back up at Sam and accepted the kiss he leaned down for.
Want to see you, he whispered, giving another squeeze.
Sam choked out a groan and shook, giving a full-body shudder as his orgasm ripped through him, painting his stomach and Gabriel's hand in his release.
Gabriel!
He shifted easily enough so the spray could rinse Sam off.
Yeah, I got you, Sam. I'm right here,
Gabriel whispered, turning Sam under the spray so the rest of the suds could be washed down the drain.
There, let's get you out of here, into a towel, then into bed.
Sam hummed. That sounded beyond perfect at the moment.
Yeah.
Gabriel turned the shower off and grabbed one of the towels hanging on the rack beside the tub. He dried himself off quickly, then pulled down another two towels, leaving one on the sink for a minute.
All right, Sasquatch, come here.
He wanted to protest the babying, but right now it felt really good. Sam climbed out of the shower.
Holy shit, there was even a door. How did he miss that? and into the open arms of the towel Gabriel offered him. He stood still while Gabriel dried him off, even gave his hair a good toweling. He smiled down at Gabriel and interrupted the drying off for a kiss. "Thank you."
He grinned. "Of course. Gotta make sure I take good care of you so you come back,"
Gabriel teased, wrapping the towel around Sam's waist. "Now sit down on the toilet and I'll blow dry your hair so you don't have to sleep on it wet." Sam's eyes went wide, and he was about to interrupt with the fact that Gabriel would have a very, very hard time getting rid of him at this point, when Gabriel mentioned drying his hair. A small noise that could have been a whimper escaped. Gabriel's eyes immediately snapped to Sam's face.
"Is that all right? I don't have to, but I'd rather you didn't catch a cold because you're sleeping with..."
Sam reached out and pulled Gabriel into his lap, wrapping his arms around him in a tight hug. He squeezed and pressed a kiss to Gabriel's forehead.
"Thank you. I don't know how I can ever thank you, but you're just... this is too much."
Gabriel pressed a finger to Sam's lips.
"Hey, it's not too much. It's what I can do. I want to take care of you. If you hadn't guessed, I really, really like you. I want to help, okay, Sam?"
He pulled his finger away and lifted up the spare towel. He started to dry Sam's hair so the blow-drying would go faster. After a few minutes, he pulled away, enjoying the epic mess of Sam's hair. He climbed off of Sam's lap and grabbed the blow-dryer out from under the cabinet.
"You're amazing."
Sam watched Gabriel freeze right after he plugged in the hairdryer and then turned to look at him. He thought Gabriel's eyes were amber or even warm honey. Now they looked gold. Molten gold. Warm, heated, and possessive. A thrill shot deep through his stomach. That was all his.
"Glad you think so," Gabriel said, flicking on the blow dryer and ending all conversation for the moment. Sam's hair wasn't too long, thankfully, so drying it took a matter of minutes. He turned the dryer on his own hair afterward, still keeping his perch on Sam's lap. And if he enjoyed the way the kid stared at him while he took care of his own hair, well, that was his own business.
Flicking it off, he stood up and stretched.
"All right, there's a pair of bright red satin boxers in the top drawer of my dresser. They're a little big on me, but they should fit you fine until I finish washing your clothes. I'm going to throw the stuff that's in your duffel into the washer as well, so you can have clean clothes for a few days,"
Gabriel announced, helping to pull Sam to his feet.
"Go put on those boxers and climb into bed. There's a plate of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches on the side table. Save at least one for me. Grab the TV remote and pick out something you want to watch,"
he ordered, walking through the bedroom to the washer. Clothes went into the dryer, the rest of the duffel got emptied into the washer, and Sam's laptop bag moved from the floor to the kitchen table. "There." Gabriel walked back into the bedroom and smiled at the sight of Sam in bed with a comforter pulled up around his waist, sitting back against the headboard, plate of sandwiches in his lap.
"Comfy?"
Sam watched Gabriel strip off the tower and toss it towards the hamper in the corner as he walked to his dresser. His eyes trailed over golden skin and he licked his lips. Gabriel hadn't gotten off in the shower despite enjoying the show.
"I can see you licking your lips out of the corner of my eye. Normally I'd take you up on that offer, but you're dead on your feet. After you eat, you're going to crash and crash hard. You can fuck me senseless tomorrow,"
Gabriel said, slipping on a pair of boxers and walking back over to the bed.
"Want a glass of water?"
"Yeah," Sam said softly, watching Gabriel pad away again. He looked down at the plate. His heart turned over. He was so gone for Gabriel. Forget falling in love, he was in love, or at least most of the way there. Now he just had to make sure that Gabriel was there with him. When Gabriel came back with two glasses and placed them on the bedside table, Sam stared at him, smiling.
"Joining me?" "You could count on that, space heater. What are we watching? Better be something funny. I think we both need funny."
"The Hangover work?" Sam indicated the movie that was just starting and smiled as Gabriel climbed under the covers and shifted over until they were sitting hip to hip.
"Dr. Faggot says yes, let's do this."
Gabriel swiped one of the sandwiches and bit into it happily.
"Best comfort food ever."
Sam reached out and wrapped an arm around Gabriel's waist, tucking his fingers just under the band of his boxers. "Yeah, Definitely. His smile grew when Gabriel snuggled in closer to him. Gabriel wasn't especially tired, but he kept a close eye on Sam. When he started to nod off, he took the plate and put it on the side table with their glasses of water. He helped Sam shift under the covers and flipped the TV off. He'd missed the Tiger Song, but he owned the movie. They could watch it later. He let his fingers settle into Sam's hair and combed through it, watching the rest of the tension drain out of Sam's body. He could get used to this. Sam curled up and around him. Gabriel curled up close to Sam and wrapped an arm around his waist. Hopefully the kid didn't have any nightmares. If he did, he'd be right here. If he had his way, he would always be right here. Sam woke the next morning with a jolt. The fire, his stuff, Gabriel. He sat upright in bed, running his fingers through his hair. The sun was high in the sky. Fuck, he'd overslept. His professors would think he was skipping class. A quick glance at the bed showed Gabriel's side empty. He needed to find where Gabriel had put his clothes. He scrambled out of bed and into the kitchen. Gabriel! Gabriel looked up in surprise from the pancake he'd just finished flipping. Sam looked frantic.
Right here. Everything okay?
Where are my clothes? I've got to get to class. My professors are going to think I'm skipping, and they're going to fail me, and I have to go, and... Whoa, slow down. Gabriel turned the stove off and turned to face Sam.
Take a second to breathe.
I can't. Gabriel watched Sam look around, probably hoping his clothes would appear out of thin air.
Yes, you can. I picked up your phone when Jess called. Asked her to tell your professors what was going on. They are going to email you what you've missed. She's also going to spend the next few days organizing her notes from the rest of the year so she can send them to you.
Sam sagged in relief, sinking into one of the chairs, covering his face with his hands. Oh God, he owed Jess everything. And Gabriel. He gave a weak smile. Good morning?
Gabriel laughed and walked over to Sam, tilting Sam's head up to grab a kiss from him. A very good morning. Now, would you like orange juice? And strawberries or blueberries in your pancakes?
Orange juice would be awesome, and blueberries, Sam said, dropping his face into his hands again. He took a deep breath, then another. Some of the tension started to bleed out of him. Gabriel really had taken care of everything. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Gabriel flipped the stove back on and finished the last few pancakes, separating them out into two plates. Next was the orange juice into a glass and placed in front of Sam. Strawberries and blueberries were out of the fridge and chopped up next.
You want anything else in your pancakes? Syrup? Whipped cream? Chocolate sauce?
He waggled his eyebrows at Sam and laughed at the blush that lit up the kid's cheeks.
Just some blueberries. Maybe some butter?
Sam said, watching as Gabriel piled strawberries, whipped cream, syrup, and chocolate syrup onto his. His eyes went wide.
What are you, six?
Gabriel laughed and slid the plate in front of Sam, setting his own in front of him.
Nope, just an addiction to sugar I've never bothered to try to beat.
He dug into his pancakes and groaned around a mouthful before swallowing.
So good.
Sam shook his head. You're crazy.
Yep.
Gabriel, at least you know you're in the right profession, Sam teased, taking a bite of his pancakes. He gave a happy hum. Fluffy and perfect. The blueberries added just enough tang to make it perfect. He glanced at Gabriel again and admired the fact that he was wandering around shirtless, wearing a pair of ratty old sweatpants he recognized from the weekend. Gabriel grinned.
Yep, love what I do.
He ate in silence for a few minutes until Sam spoke up again.
So, what do we have to do today?
That's entirely up to you, kiddo. It's probably a good idea to go clothes shopping for you. Gabriel hummed and ate another bite of pancake.
And you should probably get a hold of the school store to see if they have the books you need.
Sam blanched. His books weren't cheap. He'd remembered the cringe when he'd seen the original price tag, and he'd bought the most beaten-up copies possible.
No, I'm sure I can manage without the books. You're already doing enough buying me some spare clothing.
Gabriel put his fork down and stared across the table. He bumped his foot into Sam's again.
Sam, look at me.
He waited until Hazel's eyes met his, and he smiled.
I'm going to get you everything you need to make sure you can start school again without ever being bothered. That means everything. That also means an electronic store to replace any CDs and DVDs you had. It means a bookstore that doesn't belong to the school to replace the books that aren't school books. It means music posters, bedsheets, pillows, lamps, utensils, and all the other shit you had stuffed in your room. He smiled and kicked Sam's foot again, rubbing their ankles together. Just figured we could wait another day or two for those things. He stared at Gabriel, his heart starting to speed up.
You'd do that? Why?
Sam grabbed his orange juice, taking a long sip of it, trying to clear his dry throat.
Because you're going to get the money for the stuff anyways. Stanford isn't going to be cheap about this. Hell, you could probably sue your roommate for damages if you wanted to be technical about it.
Sam blinked. He hadn't thought about it.
I don't want to sue him.
Gabriel shrugged. Your choice, just saying that you could. Sam sighed and pushed his fingers through his hair. This still felt like too much to even begin to think about. I suppose I need to get hold of my RA and find out where I'm supposed to be staying, too. As much as he wanted to shout, "Here, with me!" back at Sam, Gabriel knew he had to tread carefully, or it would look like he was taking advantage of Sam.
Yeah, we'll need to do that. You have his phone number? You can probably call him after you email all your professors.
Sam nodded. Yeah, good plan. He gave Gabriel a weak smile and bumped his feet back against Gabriel. You're a lifesaver. I don't know what I would have done without you. Even as heat rushed to his face, Gabriel shook his head.
You'd have figured it out. Maybe it would have been a little harder, but I know how brilliant you are. You would have managed.
Sam shoveled down the last of his pancakes and washed them down with orange juice. He could feel how hot his cheeks were. Damn it. Gabriel was going to think he was a stupid kid.
Maybe.
He stood up and brought his plate over to the sink. Gabriel stood as well, putting his plate on the counter. He wrapped his arms around Sam's waist from behind and pressed his face to Sam's shoulder.
Don't sell yourself short. You are incredible, Sam. If I hadn't been there, you would have figured something out, I'm certain of it.
He sank back into the touch, his eyes fluttering. It had been perfect, not having to worry, to have someone else just help him through it, to not be on his own for once. He pressed a kiss to Sam's shoulder and pulled away.
I have to go talk to Cass downstairs. Email your professors and see if you can get a hold of your RA. I'll be back up in about half an hour.
Sam nodded. Cass?
Oh, Gabriel laughed. My little brother. He told me I could take off as long as I needed to help you through this, but we need to rework the schedule a little bit so he actually gets time to go home and sleep.
He immediately felt guilty. Gabriel had dropped everything in his life to help him with this. Sam had completely thrown his life upside down, and he hadn't said a word. Please apologize to him.
It is no trouble at all, a gruff voice said from the stairwell.
Sam flushed, realizing he was only wearing boxers and standing next to the table. Castiel walked up the stairs.
You must be Sam.
Yeah?
Gabriel has spoken of you. I am glad to see that you are all right after what happened.
Cass turned to Gabriel.
I have contacted Anna, Anias, and Samandriel. They will be in to close the shop the next 3 days. I will take care of the opening shifts. If you need longer, please let us know.
Gabriel smiled at his younger brother. I think 3 days will be good, bro. Thanks, I owe you.
Yes, you do. I am adding it to the list on top of what you have promised for the weekend.
Castiel smiled at Sam.
When you have settled in properly, I would like to speak with you, Sam.
Gabriel groaned and covered his face with his hands. He had clearly waxed romantic about Sam one too many times. Now Castiel was going to attempt his version of the hurt him and die speech.
Cass, I'm sure that's not...
Sam forced a smile to his lips.
I'd be fine with that. Cass?
Castiel nodded.
My name is Castiel, but feel free to address me by that nickname as well.
Right. I'll talk to you when I have... More clothing? Gabriel snorted. Castiel smiled.
I believe that would be best. In the time being, if you require anything, Sam, please do not hesitate to ask.
Sam nodded and grinned at Castiel. Thank you. Castiel glanced at Sam and raised an eyebrow before looking back at Gabriel.
If I may suggest something for the future, Gabriel.
Hmm?
Gigantic Sasquatches with legs that go on for miles and an ass to die for may not be my type, but I would suggest covering Sam up before he heads downstairs. Your markings are not subtle and invite a great deal of attention.
Gabriel glanced over at Sam and at the love bites decorating his chest. He flushed. Apparently he'd been a little too enthusiastic. Right. Sam blushed, his cheeks turning a vibrant red. Sorry, Cass.
It is all right. As I said, you are not my type, Sam.
Nah, little Cass prefers bad boys with a heart of gold. Crazy in the sack is just an added bonus.
It was Castiel's turn to blush.
Gabriel.
Hey, you insulted my tastes. I can insult yours right back.
Sam laughed, sinking into a chair. You really want to blush, you should take a look at Gabriel's back. Of which he now had a prime view. Gabriel had scratches that were still red and a few bruises. He hadn't taken it easy, that's for sure. Both of Castiel's eyebrows went to his hairline as he took in the scratches and scrapes as Gabriel turned for him.
I believe that is my cue to leave you both. Might I suggest forcing yourselves to leave the apartment at some time today?
Gabriel grinned.
No promises, bro.
He watched Cass turn back to the stairs and head down them before spinning to Sam.
What on earth does my back look like? I thought Cass was going to combust on the spot there!
Sam reached out to grab Gabriel's arm, tugging him into his lap.
Looks like you got mauled. Well, I could have told you that. As well as the fact that I enjoyed every single second of it. But I figured that was already a given.
He winked at Sam and leaned in for a kiss. You sure we have to go somewhere? Sam asked, dropping his hands to Gabriel's ass, giving a slow squeeze. I seem to recall owing you an orgasm or three.
Gabriel groaned and bucked forward. Yeah, but I bet...
Gabriel leaned forward.
You could give me at least one of those three when we get home from shopping.
Sam smirked and tugged Gabriel closer. As long as you understand that I'm going to pull you into a dressing room for a makeout session.
Samish! I'd be disappointed if you didn't.
Sam squirmed and looked around the store for the fourth or fifth time since they had walked in the door.
Gabriel, I don't think even Stanford is going to fork over the money for...
Sam, it's all right, I promise.
And you mentioned lawyer, right? All lawyers need a few good suits. Gabriel, I had one, and it wasn't anything of this.
Sam looked around and caught sight of a few price tags and swallowed.
Caliber. I can't afford these.
Gabriel stepped closer and smiled at Sam.
Sam, you spent barely anything to buy what is sitting in my car. Your stuff burned down. The school will do everything they can to make sure you don't sue for damages. They don't know what was in your closet.
He stood on his tiptoes and stole a kiss. Let me spoil you a little, okay? Sam flushed, his cheeks turning a bright red.
What was he supposed to say to that? No?
He glanced around the shop and found one of the clerks glaring at the two of them.
These suits cost more than I make in 3 months.
There's no price tag on a good first impression, Gabriel whispered.
You'll need these when you start looking for internships. Sam blinked. He hadn't even thought that far. June and the end of the school year seemed so far away. There was no way it could possibly be that close.
Can I help you, gentlemen? Perhaps with something off the rack?
Sam looked up at the scowling clerk and frowned at him.
I suppose.
Actually, I would love for you to disappear and for Callie to be brought over. Gabriel raised an eyebrow at the clerk. He stepped away from Sam and crossed his arms over his chest. Or would you like to be the one to explain to your boss that you lost the business of the Milton family? The man sputtered, and his eyes went wide.
Milton?
Gabriel waved a hand and grabbed Sam's hand, dragging him towards a large collection of collared shirts. That's right. So I would go get Callie if I were you. He whistled and held one up to Sam, frowning at the color. He hummed.
Your eyes. They change color, don't they?
Sam looked from the shirt to Gabriel, confused as to what had just happened. For a moment, Gabriel had seemed different. Powerful. Scary, even.
Yes. Hazel, usually.
Callie's going to have to put you in shirts, because I'm tempted to just put you in everything and rate it on a scale of meh to fuck I want to rip your clothes off, Gabriel mused, holding up another shirt.
You a possessive husband now, Gabriel? I never would have guessed. You were never the type to settle down.
A smooth voice came from behind the two men. Sam turned and swallowed hard. She was gorgeous. She must have been a model, and she knew Gabriel? For a long time. He rubbed his forehead, confused as to what was going on. Wasn't Gabriel a candy shop owner? How did he know someone like Callie?
Gabriel returned the shark-like smile. It would be none of your business if I did settle down, Callie. Unlike some people, I like change and new challenges. Maybe settling down is my new challenge.
Callie rolled her eyes.
You've demanded my presence. Clearly, you are not shopping for yourself in that outfit.
She turned her nose up at the jeans, red t-shirt, and green jacket Gabriel was wearing, letting the sentence trail off meaningfully. Sam glared at her.
Gabriel was just fine. So was his outfit.
I would be the one shopping. He straightened his shoulders and spine, standing at his full height, towering over her. If you would be so kind as to assist, I am sure that both Gabriel and I would appreciate it.
Callie raised an eyebrow at the tall man, her eyes running down over his shoulders and waist. Well, you certainly have proportions to die for. However, you seem to be going for the poor college student look. Why should I waste my time outfitting you in the perfect suit?
Suits, actually. Three of them. Sam narrowed his eyes. He hated bullies. He stepped closer to her. Comment again on how Gabriel looks, though, and I'm afraid I will no longer be polite. In fact, it would be in your best interest to be rid of us as quickly as possible.
Both of her eyebrows raised. Well, well, aren't you an interesting little guard dog? All right, Gaby, I'll play along. What do you want him in?
Gabriel eyed Sam, studying his figure for a minute. Hugo, Westwood, definitely, and Armani. He tapped his finger against his lips. Perhaps Prada, unlikely.
Callie shook her head. Emphasize those shoulders. Armani and Westwood are a must. You did always tend to be a Hugo fan.
Sam looked at them both, confused when Callie sauntered away from them. Armani? Gabriel, I can't afford one of those suits.
Gabriel turned to look at Sam, his posture relaxing. His stomach still felt warm when he thought of Sam defending him like that.
This one is on my family. Callie needed to be put in her place. He grinned. Hadn't expected you to be the one to do it, though. Well done.
Gabriel. Gabriel, what the hell is going on? Sam hissed. Who on earth are the Miltons? Why am I buying a suit that would normally cost me what I'd make in a year? No matter how optimistically you think that Stanford will pay me for my stuff, there's no way they will spring for—
He tugged Sam down into a kiss, sliding their lips together. Gabriel looked up at Sam and gave a sheepish smile as he pulled away.
The Miltons are finance mongols. We've been making the stock market our bitch since it was invented.
With one black spot in the 20s. Great-granddad got greedy.
We?
Yeah. Gabriel looked down at the floor before he met Sam's eyes again, embarrassed. I used to shop here all the time.
My siblings still do. But if Callie had stepped further, I would have asked them to stop coming here for a few months. Sam was in over his head. So far in. So you aren't really just a candy shop owner? His heart ached. Gabriel was so far out of his league, he couldn't even begin to fathom it. Gabriel gave a sad smile. I am now. This is the first time I've used my family money since I left. Cass left with me. He cut himself off and shook his head. Not important right now. What is important is that I have the means to spoil you, and I want to, and I'm hoping that you will let me. Gabriel, I don't deserve this. Sam whispered, looking around the shop of tailored-made suits. Kiddo, that's just it. Gabriel was so far gone for this kid. He just told Sam he could afford anything in this place easily, and he was worried about deserving it? Sometimes bad things happen to good people. That happened to you. I'm in a position to help. I want to help. I don't want anything in return. Well, Gabriel gave a rueful smile. Hoping I can convince you to spend one more night with me, since we never did finish Return of the King, so I do want that. Sam shook his head. Gabriel, people like you don't exist. Believe it or not, we do, Gabriel said softly, reaching up to touch Sam's cheek. Cass and I were always different. We wanted different things from our family, so we left. He heard Callie bustle out of the back room, muttering under her breath. Talk more later? Sam nodded. There was nothing to do other than nod. Gabriel was like a fairy tale prince. He couldn't exist. He had to want something. Gabriel swallowed, wanting to say more when Callie came up to them both, holding a measuring tape and frowning. All right, kid. Prepare to get violated. Callie smirked.
3 hours later, Sam was done. Done with Callie, done with Gabriel and Callie talking in a language he didn't know enough words in, done with all of it.
Well, that's a fearsome face. Is that for me?
Sam looked up to glare half-heartedly at Gabriel. He wanted nothing more than to stop playing human dress-up doll and go home. His heart clenched even tighter as he realized that he had meant Gabriel's apartment, which wasn't home. No, home was a hotel room he was sharing with his roommate, according to his RA. Are we done? Gabriel nodded.
Yeah, he chuckled. Not that I haven't been appreciating the view.
He took a quick glance and pushed Sam back into one of the changing rooms. Gabriel! Sam hissed, his cheeks darkening as Gabriel started to unbutton his shirt.
You have no idea what you have been doing to me these past few hours, Sasquatch. You are breathtakingly gorgeous. Can't fucking handle it, honestly.
Gabriel growled, tugging Sam down for a dirty kiss. Sam melted into the kiss. He bent down a little and gripped Gabriel's thighs, lifting him up so that they were more level with each other. In a matter of seconds, Gabriel's legs were wrapped around his hips, and the shorter man was grinding against him.
Callie was torturing me, Gabriel growled against Sam's lips. Having you bend over to test the pull of those pants? Bullshit. Showing me how hot your ass looked in them.
He dropped his hands to Sam's ass and squeezed. He groaned, his hips bucking forward to grind against Gabriel.
Was that why I had to bend over so much?
Sam shifted them, pinning Gabriel to the wall, kissing him again, hard and desperate. Gabriel hissed, tightening his hold on Sam's shoulders, trying to pull him closer.
Yes, fuck! Getting back at me for that show of yours when we first got here, cunning little bitch!
I heard that. Sam froze, his face immediately heating up. Oh, fuck, what were they doing? He tried to move away, but Gabriel kept his legs firmly wrapped around Sam's waist.
Fuck off, Callie. You knew this was going to happen when you started parading him around in front of me.
Gabriel leaned closer and pressed his face to Sam's neck, inhaling the scent of woolen cloth and Sam.
I find any mysterious stains in there, Gabriel.
Go fuck off for 15 minutes, Gabriel growled.
Kali laughed.
No staying power in your old age, then? She chuckled again. 15 minutes, Gabriel, that's all.
Sam heard her move away from the changing room and stared down at Gabriel. His dick gave a slow pulse, reminding him that he was still very much turned on and had a gorgeous sweet shop owner straddling him.
You think you can get me off in 15 minutes?
You're going to do the getting us off, kid.
Gabriel licked his lips and grinned.
Now hurry up and strip, unless you want to mess up your newest suit.
The idea of what they were about to do was intoxicating. Sam felt high with the rush of it. He stood in the middle of the changing room, his erection clearly tenting his boxers.
And now?
Gabriel ogled Sam shamelessly for a long moment.
Fuck!
His dick pulsed angrily in his jeans. He shed his clothes quickly.
Sit, he ordered, pointing to the bench at the back of the changing area.
Sam scrambled to sit down, spreading his legs and motioning for Gabriel to join him.
Get over here.
He was starting to figure out how this was going to work. There were even tissues on a shelf nearby.
Think this happens often in here?
Gabriel snorted and straddled Sam's lap.
More often than I want to think about.
He looked up at Sam and rocked his hips forward, enjoying the feel with only one layer of cotton separating them.
Now I know you enjoyed sitting like this yesterday.
He gave a slow gasp and rocked forward again.
So you mind taking those big hands of yours and obliging us both?
Sam bit down on his lip to muffle the groan that threatened, and dove forward for another kiss. He wrapped one hand around Gabriel's waist and pulled him closer.
You so have a size kink,
he whispered against Gabriel's lips. He gasped as Sam's hand closed around his cock and squeezed.
Fuck! No, I think I just have a Sam kink.
Gabriel panted, his hips bucking up.
Come on, I know those hands are big enough to take care of us both, and we've only got about 10 minutes.
Whatever he had thought he knew about his kinks was wrong. Sam pressed his face to Gabriel's neck and yanked down his boxers enough to expose his cock. Gabriel, saying that he had a Sam kink, got him going so hard he felt like fire was burning down his chest to his stomach.
Fucking hell, Gabriel! God, you can't say stuff like that! He whispered.
Gabriel tangled his fingers into Sam's hair and rocked against him, growing more frantic by the second. Sam's hand was big and calloused and perfect.
Fuck, what? That I have a Sam kink?
He felt Sam's hands flex around him and panted.
Sam, I didn't let you out of my bed all weekend. Oh, fuck, yes!
He shook in Sam's lap as Sam teased the tip of his dick. Sam yanked Gabriel into another kiss, his heart pounding far too fast to be healthy. He sucked Gabriel's lower lip into his mouth and groaned, telling himself that this was probably a bad idea, but fuck, he was so close, and he was not going to stop now.
Oh, Gabriel, fuck, I can't.
Gabriel pressed their foreheads together.
Shh, come on, so fucking close, Sam. God, the sight of you in those suits. I have been sitting here wanting nothing more than to rip them off you and fuck you blind.
Sam shuddered, his hips stuttering in Gabriel's grip. He whined,
Gabriel, yes.
Fuck, he was so close, so close.
God, I thought I wanted you before. You clean up so fucking amazing, Sam. Your legs, shoulders, waist, fuck. I want every piece of you. I'm never going to get enough of you. Want to fuck you, be fucked by you. You drive me wild.
Gabriel whispered, his hips moving frantically in Sam's grip, so close to coming now.
Please, please, baby, make me come. I want to come for you.
Sam choked on another moan and kissed Gabriel again, hard and hot, their tongues tangling together. Gabriel was so sexy and beautiful over him like this. He swiped his thumb across the tip of Gabriel's cock again and watched the shorter man tense and then come. His entire body bucking desperately. He bit down on the juncture between Gabriel's neck and shoulder, stifling his own shout as he came,
pulsing between their stomachs. "Holy shit," Gabriel whispered, his shoulder throbbing from where Sam had tried to take a piece out of him. He rested his forehead against Sam's neck. "Sam." Sam reached over to the side table and grabbed a few tissues, wiping them both up as best he could. "Yeah?" he whispered.
"That one is definitely my favorite."
Sam laughed and pulled Gabriel in for another kiss. He could hear Collie's heels clicking on the carpet as she approached. "I'll keep that in mind." Gabriel grinned and climbed off of Sam's lap, reaching for his clothes.
"You better."
"I hope you have an excellent day, Mr. Winchester. I'm sure I won't be seeing you again anytime soon."
Callie smirked. Sam narrowed his eyes. "Actually, I'd like to make my next appointment." Callie raised an eyebrow.
"Oh?"
2 years and 7 months from today. I'll have just landed a job with one of the best firms in California, wearing the suit you just sold me. I will be making much more than you could ever hope to, and I will make certain..." Sam gave a smirk right back to her and leaned over the table to stare down at her. "That you will know exactly how much I would have spent here had you been more pleasant." Callie threw her head back and laughed.
"Oh, Gabriel, I like him. Keep this one, would you?"
She gave Sam a knowing smirk.
"Wear the purple to the interview, kid. You look intimidating as fuck in it. Perfect for a lawyer."
She winked.
"See you in 2 years.
Sam blinked in surprise as Callie stood up and sashayed away. He looked back at Gabriel, who was grinning at him. Did I piss her off?
"Nah, you didn't roll over. She likes that."
Gabriel reached out and grabbed Sam's hand, squeezing it slowly.
"So she likes me?"
Sam shook his head. "I think I can do without being liked by someone like her." Sam squeezed Gabriel's hand back, following him back to the car.
"Don't worry, Sasquatch. You've always got me."
Sam threaded his fingers with Gabriel's and felt a small shiver go up his spine. "That's all I want."
"They've what? Just, you have got to be kidding me!"
Gabriel looked over the back of the couch to where Sam was sitting in the middle of the apartment, running his fingers through his hair.
"No, I can't. I mean, fuck. I'm sorry, I won't swear. Just, what am I supposed to do?"
Sam sighed and rubbed a hand over his face.
"I guess."
Well, apparently something had happened. Gabriel raised an eyebrow. How interesting.
"You okay there, Sasquatch?"
Sam glanced over the couch and into Gabriel's concerned eyes. His heart turned over. Fuck, what was he supposed to do now? He turned his attention back to the phone. "How long?"
"A beat."
"The rest of the semester? How am I supposed to study?" Sam sighed and nodded to the phone. Yeah, suppose I can ask. No harm in asking, He trailed off and fought the urge to rub his eyes and whine like a child. Gabriel took another bite of popcorn.
This was far more interesting than Return of the King.
"All right, yeah, I will call you." Sam hung up the phone and sighed, dropping it onto the table. He sank into a chair and dropped his head down into his hands. Gabriel put the bowl of popcorn to the side and stood up, walking over to Sam.
"Hey, Sasquatch, what's going on?"
Sam bit down on his lip. He would not start laughing. He wouldn't. Hysterical laughter was never his thing. Dean would have mocked him forever as is. "So, when they were taking the drywall down in my room, they apparently discovered a termite infestation. The structural integrity of the entire building is compromised." He rubbed his hands over his face. He almost couldn't believe it. Gabriel's eyes widened and he stepped closer, rubbing at Sam's back gently.
"Well, I'll agree and say that royally fucking sucks, but why is it the end of the world?"
"Because," Sam said softly, "they had to empty the entire dorm.
Space was scarce as it is. They're putting four of us in a hotel room with two queens for the rest of the semester. He groaned. One desk, one TV, four guys. He bit his lip. Jess had suggested he ask Gabriel, but he couldn't. Couldn't do that. Gabriel, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to fail the rest of the semester, or live at the library. He considered tossing out other options for Sam. Mentioning that he could buy a hotel room for as long as Sam wanted seemed an unwise plan. I wouldn't recommend the library. No comfortable beds. Sam reached up, combing his fingers through Sam's hair. You know, Gabriel continued, his voice soft. He stepped closer until he was pressed against Sam's side. You could just stay here. He felt Sam tense and kept up the slow petting of his hair. I've even got an office just past the bedroom I don't use for shit. It's not big, but we could make it into a bedroom for you. Sam pulled away from Gabriel and turned to stare at him. Gabriel, I can't accept that. Gabriel looked up at Sam and gave a sad smile. I know. He leaned in and stole a quick kiss. But I wanted to offer. He stepped close and pushed his fingers through Sam's hair again. How about, instead of you cramming those long legs and wide shoulders into a room with three other dudes, you stay here for a week, to see if you can find something else? Sam sighed. He was already taking advantage of Gabriel's kindness with the clothing he had bought, and his books. Gabriel. Options on the table, kiddo. Gabriel leaned down and pressed a gentle kiss to Sam's temple. I want to make sure you can continue your studies without a problem. He bit his lip. Gabriel was too good for him. He could never, ever deserve him. Not in a million years. Gabriel, you barely know me, and you'd open your home up to me? Are you crazy? Gabriel shrugged and leaned against the table. I know you're honest, genuine, and kind. I know you've got a sweet tooth you do not want to admit to, and that you're amazing in the sack. He stared at Sam, smiling again. Sam, when I offered to buy you a suit, you were more concerned about deserving it than anything else. That alone tells me what kind of person you are. Frankly, I'm not using the space. If you need it, I clearly enjoy having you around. It's a win-win. Sam forced a smile to his face and looked up at Gabriel. You're making it really, really hard to say no. Gabriel leaned in and stole a soft kiss. Then don't. He pulled away just enough to stare into Sam's hazel eyes. Stay. Though he knew it was a bad idea, as gone for Gabriel as he already was, Sam didn't have a choice. This was what Jess had recommended, too. All right. Gabriel lit up, and he leaned in for another long kiss, humming again. We'll clean out the room tomorrow. Need to go pick out a bed for you, too. I rather like yours, Sam mumbled, his face turning bright red as he realized what he'd said. He'd just suggested... He kept his eyes firmly on the floor. Fuck. And Gabriel had just opened up his home, and now he was going to think he was the world's biggest jackass. Sam, look at me. Gabriel ordered, staying pressed close to Sam. Sam raised his eyes and looked at Gabriel, falling into those bright golden eyes. Yeah? He said. Gabriel smiled and pulled Sam down into another kiss. I didn't want to push and ask that of you. You deserve your space, and to be able to be by yourself if you want to. He sealed the statement with another kiss before pulling away to stare up at him. However, don't doubt for a second that I want you in my bed every night I can get you. Sex aside, for a moment, I rather enjoy having a human heater. Gabriel said, both of his thumbs stroking across Sam's cheeks while he cupped his jaw. Sam blushed. He dropped his hands to Gabriel's waist and pulled him closer. He hid his face against the top of Gabriel's head. Thank you. Don't gotta thank me, Sasquatch, Gabriel said, holding the younger man close. I really like you, you know? He pressed tighter to Sam, sliding his hands over those broad shoulders he adored. Liked him a little too much, if he was honest. Was stepping into the dangerous head-over-heels-for category. Sam choked out a laugh. I really like you too, Gabriel. Even if you think Picard was the best Enterprise captain. Sam said, relaxing into Gabriel's stronghold. Hey, no dissing my captain, okay? Not all of us love Shatner's particular brand of crazy. At least we agree Pine is fucking gorgeous, Gabriel offered, pulling back just enough to grin up at Sam. Sam laughed. Almost as gorgeous as me. He grinned, tension seeping out of his shoulders as he stared down at Gabriel. Gabriel shook his head. Nope, he's gorgeous, but you... He looked up to meet Sam's eyes. You are in a completely different league. He wishes on a daily basis that he could be half as hot as you. His throat went dry, and Sam stared down at Gabriel. While he was smiling, he was also serious. Dead serious. Gabriel. Don't even start. You are. Though I might have forgotten just how hot you are. Care to take me to bed and remind me? Gabriel said, raising an eyebrow. Two could play that game. Sam smirked and leaned down until he and Gabriel were eye to eye. Only if you promise to bend me over and fuck me through the mattress. Gabriel groaned. Fuck! Sam picked up Gabriel in a quick motion and threw him over his shoulder in a fireman's carry, his hand firmly on Gabriel's ass. That's the plan. Gabriel laughed as Sam turned off the TV and the DVD player before carrying him to the bedroom. How the hell had he gotten so fucking lucky? He had to remember to thank every known deity next chance he got. I love a man with a plan. And he was pretty sure that man was Sam Winchester. This has been Sam Could Use a Hand, written by Aria Larendiere and read by Litra. The original text for this fic can be found at archiveofourown.org/works/973138. If you have enjoyed this fic, please leave feedback for both the author and the reader. We will love you dearly for it.